And now here's some news to end this particular lecture. On March 2002, NGS upgraded NAD83 positions and velocities for all core sites, except those located on Pacific Islands, so that they equal the transformed values of recently computed ITRF-00 positions and velocities. This upgrade will remove inconsistencies among previously published NAD83 positions and velocities, which are detectable with modern high-accuracy GPS. And here is an example directly from the Internet on a station in Nevada. Now, notice some things here. First of all, you see the ITRF position, 00 position, X, Y, and Z. And you know now, based on this lecture, what that indicates. And here you see it transformed into a latitude, a longitude, and an ellipsoidal height. Also, you see the velocities. And the velocities of the ITRF-00 are shown in meters per year, given in X, Y, and Z, and northward, eastward, and upward. Then next, you see the NAD83 positions in the same X, Y, Z, and latitude, longitude, and ellipsoidal height. Now, this is a very, very good resource. You see how these coordinates are different, the NAD83 positions and the ITRF positions. But let's suppose that you were using the Coors Station Carlton Square in Nevada. You would have the option of post-processing your GPS position based upon either the NAD83 position or the ITRF position. So you could have coordinates in either datum, depending on which you desired. Again, a very, very useful resource. And you see the website there down at the bottom of this slide. Thank you very much for spending this time with me. And that's the end of the fifth lesson in the GPS course.